peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I have love. Oh, I have love like a fountain. I've got love like a fountain. I've got love like a fountain in my soul. Oh, I've got love like a fountain. I've got love like a fountain. I've got love like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, brother. Let's sing that again. I've got peace. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like
like a river in my soul. Hallelujah. I'd like us to sing this song, Break Every Chain. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. And there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, and there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break. I can hear those chains falling. I can hear those chains, they're falling. I can hear those chains are falling. And I can hear those chains are falling. He'll break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Hallelujah. How many believe that this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us another privilege to be in your presence this morning. We know, Lord, that there is power in your name, Lord, to break every chain, Lord. We have confidence this morning, oh God, oh, that we will be delivered this morning, that we will be set at liberty this morning, Lord. Oh, because you said when there are two or three gathered in your name, you are there, Lord. And we know you are the chain breaker. We thank you, Lord. I pray, God, that you will come and take this
service this morning, oh God. Take a hold of this vessel this morning. God, the message you laid on my heart, may you come and just speak to your bride this morning. I'm nervous this morning, Lord. I'm unprepared, but I'm totally depending on you this morning. May something be said, Lord, that will liberate someone this morning. Oh, we pray for our precious pastors this morning. The devil is a liar. Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us the victory. For you are our shepherd, Lord. May you minister to his body this morning. Be with his family. Be with the bride of Christ worldwide. Anoint us this morning. Prepare our hearts to receive thy word. We thank you, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. It's good to be back in his presence. Honestly, I'm totally unprepared. Amen. This came as a surprise, if I may say, last night. Brother Elijah texted the last minute that he wasn't something with his tooth. His teeth's front tooth, I think, broke or something. So he had to have an emergency this morning. So he asked me to minister. And I didn't really prepare anything. So I just trusted the Lord. And I went to studying last night. I was up till this morning. And I was going to minister on a subject, the Good Shepherd. But whilst I was putting my notes together, then the Lord gave me another subject. So I want to speak this morning on the subject title, I Shall Not Want. Amen. Hallelujah. And then what the enemy did this morning, I got my quotes and everything ready, and I asked my wife to print it out this morning, and the printer wasn't working. The ink was in there, so that's why I came a little late also. I had a handwriter, a quote that I had, just at least one quote. But the devil's a liar. We'll go anyhow. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Let's turn to the book of Psalm chapter 23. Amen. I'll try to be as short as possible this morning. Hallelujah. May the Lord give me grace. I just pray for inspiration. Amen. That's what I'm depending on this morning. Psalm 23 reads thus, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Hallelujah. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I want to speak on a subject titled, I Shall Not Want. Amen. This was David speaking. David was making a proclamation. The Lord is my shepherd, so I shall not want. Hallelujah. I looked up the definition for that word. Want means lack. It's a lack or deficiency of something. David said, I shall not want. In other words, I shall not lack. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I also looked up the word shepherd. Please bear with me, I'm a little nervous, I'm unprepared. Hallelujah. But we're going anyhow. The word shepherd. A shepherd is a person who tends sheep, who tends herds, feeds, or guards a herd of sheep. That's a shepherd. A shepherd takes care of a sheep. Brother Bram says God likens his children, God likens us unto sheep. Let me read a quote here. And God making his presence, the prophet said, and God likened us unto sheep. The reason, one thing, I've raised sheep, he said. And sheep, they are not self-sustaining. They cannot take care of themselves. If a sheep gets lost, he's just done, that's all. He can never find his way back. He doesn't know which way to go. He can guide himself. And that's just exactly what the human race is. we are absolutely, totally lost and can, so we're not sufficient in ourselves. We've got to have the shepherd to lead us and to guide us. We are lost without a shepherd. So we cannot save ourselves. This is the prophet speaking. No matter how good your program may be, no matter what kind of motive you have towards the program, what is your alternative or how great your church is, that's all fine, nothing against it. But without the shepherd, you are lost and you are only fighting the wind. Then he said, that's true. He said, true. You must have the shepherd. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We look at the life of David. We see that David was anointed to be king by the prophet Samuel. That was God's choice for Israel. We know the whole story. Now, David's life, he went through several things. He was a shepherd. He took care of sheep. And whilst he was taking care of sheep, we know the story how the lion came. He killed the lion. He killed the bear. But what I want us to look at is David made a statement. He said, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And I believe it was some point in David's life where he looked back over his life and he seen all the things he went through in his life. And he came to the place at this point when he wrote Psalm 23. He got to realizing that he was what he was by the grace of God. Everything he went through, it was the hand of God. There was no way he could have gotten where he was without God's hand being in his life. So he came to the conclusion that the Lord is my shepherd. And because of this, I shall not want, even going forward. So no matter what comes my way, no matter what I face, I won't lack anything. If sickness comes my way, I'm not going to be worried about it. Because I'm a sheep and I have a shepherd. And the sheep is dependent on the shepherd. It's not up to the sheep. Hallelujah. The shepherd has total control. So David can boldly make that statement, I shall not want, because the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. David said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. This shepherd is causing night to happen. Hallelujah. He restored my soul. He's the shepherd. He leadeth me. David didn't say, I'm a mighty warrior. I did this, I did that. He said, he. See, when David faced Goliath, he said, you come to me with spears and swords. He said, but I come in the name of the Lord God of Israel. Because he remembered back there when the lion attacked the sheep, it was the shepherd. Hallelujah, that protected him. When the bear attacked his sheep, it was the shepherd. Hallelujah. So when David faced Goliath, even when David gave his testimony to Saul, he wasn't glorying in himself. Hallelujah. But he was giving credit to the shepherd. You see, David knew a secret. First, he recognized who he was, a sheep. And we hear what the prophet said, what a sheep is. He's dependent. A sheep can do nothing without himself. He's totally dependent on the shepherd. Hallelujah. So David recognized that fact. So he testified to Saul. He said, all my accomplishments so far is because of the shepherd. And this shepherd is with me. So because of the shepherd, I will face Goliath. Because the same shepherd who delivered me from the lion and the bear is more than able to deliver me. And this shepherd we're speaking of is no ordinary shepherd. We're gonna look at this shepherd in a little bit. But we're just looking at David's testimony. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even in death. Hallelujah. Even in death, David is depending on the shepherd. What kind of shepherd is this? He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I, David, will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I'm bringing you to something here. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. David takes comfort in the word of the shepherd. His joy comes from the shepherd. Everything David has, everything David is because of the shepherd. His very existence is because of the shepherd. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, this is no ordinary. Now, listen to this. If you have an enemy, if you're at war with an enemy, if you're preparing a table, you would do it in secret because you don't want the enemy to know where you are. But David is saying, this shepherd has no respect for the enemy. Hallelujah. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Oh, what a shepherd to have. Thou anointest my head with oil in the presence of this enemy. My cup is running over. Hallelujah. Oh, my. So he's declaring here, surely goodness. See, David now is prophesying about his life. When the mighty angel came down, let's go back to that. And he gave John the book. He said, eat and then prophesy. Look here, David is prophesying about his life. Because of the shepherd, he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. How could he say something like that? He doesn't know tomorrow. But he's declaring over his life because of the shepherd. It's all about the shepherd, saints. Hallelujah. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And then I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's even going beyond life. Amen. Hallelujah. You get the picture. You get what David's saying here. Because of the shepherd. Even after my life is over on this earth, I'll go on living. Forever. I want us to take a look at this shepherd. What kind of shepherd is this? Hallelujah. We've read this quote before. I want to read it again. In the message, who is God? Let's take a look at this shepherd. I said the last time, Brother Branham said, in order to have faith, I have to know what I'm doing in order to have faith in what I'm doing. And in order to have faith in someone, you have to know who that person is, what they're worth, to put your confidence in them. A lot of people put their confidence in the government today. You know, when there's campaign going on, you know, people, based on what the candidates are saying, I'll do this, I'll do that, people vote based on what the, you know, promises. That's right, brother. Hopefully that's something that candidate would do would change their life or make their life better. Hallelujah. That's confidence. To vote for someone into office, you have to have confidence in that person. But then the promises, most of the time, they fail anyways. But let's look at the shepherd. We want to know who the shepherd is so we can put all our confidence in him. Because David is speaking of the shepherd. David has complete, full confidence in the shepherd. That he can even prophesy about his life. He can even go beyond the grave because of the shepherd. Hallelujah. So you see, David's whole life was based on the shepherd. David's day-to-day walk, David had confidence. David could move forward. He could do whatever because of the shepherd. So we want to know what kind of shepherd this is that David, like, give everything to him. That caused David to say what he said. That caused David to face Goliath. That caused David to face danger is because of the shepherd. So we want to have a look at the shepherd. Brother Branham said, now let's look who God is. Just a little bit. He said, let's just take back and find out just a minute who God is. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. He says, let's look back at the beginning of time. A little picture I want to draw so you can get some conception of who this being is in our midst that's moving among us. Amen. If you can only realize who that is, healing will be a secondary or a minor thing to you if you can just see who he is. This is the prophet speaking. He said, but let's take thing of before there was anything, there was God. He was in the beginning. Hallelujah. He said, and let's see him and picture him out there in space. That's Jehovah we're speaking of. Hallelujah. He said, and there, that great space where no one can fathom in their minds beyond that, that space eternity, that's Jehovah God out there. We're taught in the beginning that the Logos, or the Son of God, went out of God. He first was God, Jehovah. Let's see coming out of space where there's nothing. Let's make it a little light, like a mystic light, like a halo. And that was the Logos that went out of God in the beginning. That was the Son of God that came out of the bosom of the Father. That was what was in the beginning, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and then out of God came the Logos, a part of God that went out of God. He said, what is in our midst? He said, now see, this is just like a child playing before the door. It was the Son of God, the Logos, and I can see him out there. And he spake and said, let there be. And there was nothing, but there was something happened. And Adam turned there and began to whirl around this way. The sun began to come into existence. Because he said, let there be. There's the authority. See the shepherd? Before there was anything, there was the shepherd. Hallelujah. He said, I can see him speak to this world hanging there as an icicle, whatever it was, way away. And he moved it over here. I can see this little light go out. Now, we got two now, the Father, and out of the Father came the light, the Son. And I can see that light moving over here and pull the earth over near the Son to dry it off. And he began to raise the water up, separating the land, earth from the water, and so forth. Then he began to create, and he made the fishes of the sea, the vegetable life, put the cattle on the hill. It all looked good to him. Hallelujah. So this is the shepherd that David was talking about. This shepherd created all things. This shepherd had no beginning, no end. Hallelujah. So I want you to place yourself in David's shoes this morning. I shall not want. I shall not lack anything just because of the shepherd. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. In Psalm chapter 24, verse 1, it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. So this whole earth belongs to the shepherd. He created it for his purpose. And everything that's within it belongs to him. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in Isaiah 40:11, this was God speaking. The prophet was prophesying. He said, he shall feed his flock like shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. So God referred to us as lambs. He is the shepherd. It's just a simple thought this morning. I just want you to realize who you are and who's got you. Amen. I shall not lack. David's saying, I shall not lack anything because the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. We are what we are today by the grace of God. You see, it's very important to recognize who this shepherd is. That's why we have his resume. Hallelujah. I was thinking of something the other day, how the Bible says God hardened Pharaoh's heart. There's a purpose for that. I believe God also wanted to show Israel that he was a mighty conqueror. Amen. This shepherd. Hallelujah. The Bible said God is greater than the heart of man. So when Moses went and said, thus said the Lord, let my people go. Why didn't Pharaoh just yield to what Moses said and let the people go? The Bible says God hardens Pharaoh's heart. There's a reason to that. God was doing something. I believe God was trying to show Israel what he was so that they can fully depend on him. So when Pharaoh became stubborn, then the miracles started coming on the scene. I don't think it was so much of showing Pharaoh, but it was to show Israel. Remember, God gave Moses two signs so that they would believe that God sent him. Remember when the pillar of fire led them to the Red Sea? God did that for a purpose. Even the prophet himself couldn't understand it. He started crying. God told him, why cry? Speak. Amen. See, when Moses came to himself, he prophesied. He said, the Egyptians you see today, he was telling Israel, the Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more again forever. Amen. See, God was leading his people, fulfilling a promise he made to Abraham. But while they were going through the journey, God was trying to show them who he was, who the shepherd was, so that they can rely on him. Because they were sheep. Sheep cannot lead himself. So by displaying these things is to show them to have confidence. They still couldn't get it. Hallelujah. 2 million. Only two caught it. Moses sent 12 spies. Only two caught it. You see how important it is to recognize who the shepherd is. Because the sheep can do nothing without the shepherd. When the 12 spies came back and brought their report, everything as God said was good. But they said there were giants in the land. And the middles looked like grasshoppers. But watch Joshua and Caleb. They were not focused on the giants. They were focused on the shepherd. They said, we're more than able to take the land. Why? Because they saw the display of the shepherd. They went back to God's resume. They counted the cost. They saw everything God did. Now, in those days, Egypt was a superpower, one of the superpowers. So if this shepherd can wipe this whole nation out, who are these other people? Hallelujah. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Because of that, I shall not lack anything. See, David recognized the shepherd. Even though he was a king, Remember when he danced before the Lord? His wife didn't get it, Saul's daughter. She was like, oh, okay, how you display yourself like that? I said, oh, yeah, watch this. Hallelujah. See, she was looking at the wrong thing. Hallelujah. We need to get results, saints. We are Christians. We walk by revelation. The things goes beyond church. Last time we spoke about realizing who you are. The Bible talks about God, the first church that was established at Pentecost. How they preached the gospel and God was working with them, performing signs and wonders. When Brother Branham was on the scene, he said, it's not me. He said, if he doesn't come, I can't do anything. See, the prophet was totally dependent on the shepherd. That's the secret. We have to get to the place to recognize the shepherd. You got to do it for yourself. Hallelujah. See, the preaching of the gospel is a turning towards the shepherd. That's what Brother Elijah is doing here. The shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. You, the individual, got to get to that place to recognize that. Because you, the individual, you are the son. You are the daughter of God. It's not a group thing. Remember we spoke about that lady that had the issues of blood. 12 years, she went everywhere. Spent all her money. No result. But she had to come to the place to recognize who this shepherd was. And when she did that, she got result. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack my healing. Centurion recognized that, the shepherd. He says, speak the word, greater faith. You see, the lady with the issue of blood, she had to touch his garment. But the centurion, he didn't need to touch nothing. Gentile. He says, speak the word. Hallelujah. It's just a simple message this morning. The Lord has a reason. I was saying to myself, there's got to be something to this. Why the enemy is like fighting me like this. And why God just changed this whole message to, I shall not want. I shall not want. You got to get to the place to declare that. I shall not want. So when you're going through stuff, you can stand like David because you're depending on the shepherd. Remember, God likened his church to sheep. And we found out that a sheep is helpless. He can't do nothing without the shepherd. Brother Bramshaw, sheep is the meekest of all the animals. You're a sheep. That's what God says. God is saying you're a sheep. See, God knows you better than you know yourself. He says you are sheep. He says my sheep hears my voice. A stranger that will not follow. My sheep. See, God is the one that's doing the claiming. It's not so much of what you claim. It's God's proclamation. The Bible says Abraham believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness. The prophet said, but God gave him a seal as confirmation. It's the confirmation that matters. It's not so much of what you and I say. It's what God says that counts. You see what I'm saying? You see where David was going with this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He anointed my head with oil in the presence of my enemy. It's all about God. The things we fear, we shouldn't fear those things. The reason why we fear what we fear is because we don't recognize who the shepherd is. You're afraid of the devil because you don't recognize who you got with you. Because in reality, the devil is afraid of you. But because you don't realize that, that's why you're scared. Look at Paul. When he was going to be killed, Paul wasn't focused on dying. He said, oh, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? That wasn't the end of his life. He was just going to cross over. That's all it is. Simple scripture. The Lord is my shepherd. Think about it. I'll be a little slow preaching today, but let's get into the word. It's very important, saints. Remember, we're not church people. The whole creation is waiting for you and me to recognize who we are. You got to recognize it. It's not a group thing. You are sheep. Just remember that. You are sheep. You can't do this thing on your own. You're wasting your time. You need the shepherd. But you got to recognize who the shepherd is. And that will give you faith. Bible says he that comes to God must believe. You have to have faith. If you can't get nothing from God without faith. There's no way. But how can you have faith in someone who you don't know who he is? You see what I'm saying? So you got to look at God's resume. The Bible said this thing was given for our examples. God put these things there for us to see what's happening. With those people, our brethren, what happened with them? He's the same God. He said, I'm the Lord, I change not. Amen. God still heals today. Amen. But you got to follow protocol. Yeah. So he's showing you in the words so you can see the orders how to receive the healing so you can apply that same principle and you will get the same result because God cannot lie. He is the same. We change, but God cannot change. So it don't matter what your position is. David was a king. He was a rich man. See, God is fair to everybody. It's what you do with the word. Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his son. Brother Bram said, all sin was expelled when Christ died. But you got to accept it. It won't do nothing for you if you don't accept it. But God, being eternal, he looked down through time and he knew who all were accepted. So he could predestinate. See, God doesn't do anything for nothing. God didn't say, I'll come and die, so hopefully people will feel sorry for me and then they will accept. No. You see what I'm saying? God elected you before the world began because he saw through time that you were part of it. Way, way back before there was anything. He chose you. He did that. The prophet was just a microphone that God was using. You see, God always used prophets. So that's the medium God used. It's not Brother Branham's words. This is God. Hallelujah. I shall not want. This thing goes to our everyday life. We have problems every day. The devil is coming at you every day. But if you want to have victory, you need to come to this place where David was. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I won't lack anything. Bible said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe, you receive and you will have it. But how can you believe if you don't know who he is? Recognition. That's the purpose of the message. Hallelujah. This is not about good sermons or how well this guy can preach or not. No. It's for you to take the word and apply it to your own life to get results. You see, the more encounter you have with God, the greater your faith becomes. God is real. This thing is not about knowing the quotes. It's not about knowledge. You hear the word, you take the word and apply the word, and then God come and manifest the word and it strengthen you. Becomes reality now. You're becoming the book. Paul says, we are written epistles. When the true Paul and Silas in jail, they were not crying. They just worshiped. Who was going to kill himself as the jailer, the man who put them in there? You see it? Everything is on our feet, brothers. We got to recognize it. We living below our potential. We need to come up. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. We got to take God at his word and apply the word to our life, your everyday life. For couples, husband forget wife, wife forget husband. You take the word and apply it to your life. We have needs every day. And we got the answer all around us, but we're not accepting it. It's like the child, the father giving him something, and he's standing right there. He's not taking it. But yet he's crying for that very thing, but it's right there he's not taking it because he's not even paying attention to the father, what the father's doing. Brother Branham said, God is supernatural. And where God is, the supernatural is. And God says in his word, where there are two or three, listen to what I'm saying, where there are two or three gathered in my name, I am there. So God is here. And where God is, the supernatural is. It's like you're starving and you open the fridge and there's food, or there's food on the table and you're crying, you're starving. But the food is right there, but you're not eating. That's what we do sometimes. But mama's trying to tell you, take the food and eat, it's right there. Oh, mama, I'm hungry. Eat, I'm hungry. Eat, I'm hungry. But the food is there. You got to recognize the food is there, then you can take it and eat. David recognized this shepherd. Hallelujah. When you begin to recognize the shepherd, then you stop overlooking yourself. We overlook ourselves because we don't recognize the shepherd. We need to come to the place to recognize the shepherd. It's important. It's very, very important for your own sake. Peter said, work out your salvation. You work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Your salvation, you got to work it out. How are you going to do that? The pastor can't do it for you. He preaches the gospel. That's what God ordained him to do. But what will you do with this Jesus now called Christ? What will you do with his blessings? What will you do with it? The two thieves on the cross, they both had eternal life right there with them. They both could have received it. But one recognized. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens, if you hear and open, you open, then he'll come in. If you don't open, he'll stand right there. He wants to give you life, but you got to let him in. And how can you let him in if you don't recognize who's at the door? Hallelujah. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack anything, David was saying. Whatever comes my way, I'll get the victory. I already have the victory anyways. It's already done. Bible says, by his stripes you were healed. Now will be. You already were. Your healing is there. See, when God looks down, he doesn't see sick people. No. You see, heal people. When God looks down, he doesn't see sinners. Because the bumper sticker, that blood bumper sticker is there. Brother Bram said, all sin was expelled when Christ died. Or else God could have wiped this earth out a long time. But that bumper sticker is there. But whilst you are here in this body called time, you need to get that blood on your soul. See, when you die, you come from under that bumper sticker. And if the blood of Jesus Christ is not on your soul, then you're caught up in a nightmare. We just got to accept it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We got to start applying the word, saints. It's evening time. We got to start applying the word. There's no other way. There's no way around it. Those who believe God went in. Those who didn't believe, it wasn't God that was keeping them out. It was their own unbelief that kept them in the wilderness. 2 million, only two of the original that came out. Only two went in. Those people who didn't go in, it was their own unbelief. They said, we can't do it. They said it. They confessed it themselves. God didn't stop them. They themselves confess it. The ones who went in, their own confession. See what I'm saying? They said, we are more than able. And you can only confess what's on the inside of you. You get what I'm saying? That's how it is. We're sheep. We're God's sheep. He is the shepherd. A sheep can do nothing without God. You can do, you know, on your own, you're no match for the devil. You're no match for the devil. But we are overcomers in Christ. Every promise in the book is yours. Every promise. Every chapter, every verse, every line is already there, but you got to take it. I shall not want. This is what David's speaking. I like this verse where it says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In the presence of my enemies. That is boldness. You're not hiding in the corner. In the presence of your enemies, God prepares a table for you. And anoint you with oil in the presence of your enemy. And your cup runs over in the presence. There's nothing they can do about it. Bible says by his stripes you were healed. I can do all things, Paul says, through Christ who strengthens me. The shepherd. The shepherd. I shall not want. You got to take that statement for yourself. The Lord is my shepherd. He is your shepherd. But you need to recognize him as your shepherd. The supreme one, Brother Brown, talking about, we just read a quote. He stood back there. See, before God could have fellowship with his children, God created this earth for his children. He created the earth, then he expressed them. And then he came in fellowship with them. The earth is the Lord's, we read it. And the fullness thereof. You see how important you are. You see, but God doesn't, God is a gentleman. He doesn't force his way. He's trying to teach us how to be independent. God is waiting on you to speak the word. The prophet's talking about how when you speak the word, God will make your body obey your confession. Just yes. Think about it. He told Moses, you speak. Yes. Moses came crying. He said, why are you crying, Moses? You speak. God made Moses a god to Aaron. Aaron was his prophet. You get what I'm saying? That's who we are, people. Your word, what you say counts. Don't overlook what you say. You speak. And claim that thing. God will make it happen. But you got to believe it. You got to believe it. He's giving you the authority. See, God's waiting on you and me to do something with the word. The word is for us. When man fell, he lost that book, that title deed. But God brought it back. We heard on Wednesday about the latter rain and the former rain. Even though the conqueror and the caterpillar, they all ate everything. But God brought, hallelujah. Amen. You cannot defeat God's purpose. He said, I will restore the former and the latter rain. Because the former rain is important and the latter rain is important as well. It's a double portion. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That part is already set. But whilst we're in this earth, we need to take this word. We need that word here. You see what I'm saying? You need to apply the word here, not there. Here. It's not when I get over there, then I'll speak the word. You need it here. This is where, this is the battleground. Amen. Try it. You see, when Abram believed God against hope, because he was having encounter with God. So the more he spent in the present, the more he realized. The more time you spend with God, the more you realize. But this thing is practical stuff. It's everyday stuff. We got to try to apply it to our lives. That's what the Lord laid on my heart this morning. Just a simple message. I shall not want. It's all about you, saints. It's all about you and me. A lot of times we look at God, 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 God. God's all that was poured into God. Prophecy was poured into Christ. All that's poured into Christ is poured into his bride. This is the bride's coming of Christ. She is him. So don't overlook yourself. Start applying the word. Believe God. Believe God. Everyday faith. We all got faith. We all have faith. We use faith. We're using faith right now. When you get out to start your car, it's going to be faith. I don't think there's one person in here who's doubting that, who's worrying now when I get to my car, it's not going to start. There's nobody thinking that because your car's supposed to start. If the car doesn't start, you're going to question that. It won't make sense. There's no reason why the car won't start. That's faith. Everybody's got faith. Now you take that same faith and you apply it to the promises of God. God is waiting on you to take his word, to take that faith and apply it. I shall not want. David was declaring this thing. It was David that was speaking. He said, I shall not want. I won't lack anything. That's impossible. With this shepherd that I have, no way. It's the same shepherd you have. He's not just your shepherd. He's your father. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. The angel of the Lord is with you. He's just waiting for you to speak the word. We read last time how Brother Brent talked about you are the sons. The angel is just your servant. He's just a messenger. He's at your service. When you have a bodyguard, if you're son of the president, you have a bodyguard. If you want things done, you just speak the word. It's done. That's it. That's the position you have. See, when the president is doing stuff, before the president goes anywhere, you get the Secret Service to do all the, you know, searching, to do what they have to do before the president gets there. Because that's his position. You are sons and daughters of God. The angels are at your disposal. But they're waiting for you to speak. But a lot of times we're waiting on God. But God is saying, you speak. You see? The ball is in your court. David prophesied over his own life. I shall not want. I, David, will not lack anything because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want anything. Hallelujah. So you see where you are? You see where that place is? The whole creation is waiting. The prophet said they cannot be made perfect without us. They're waiting on us. The saints are gone. They're waiting on you and me. Hallelujah. We need to start exercising our faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Think about your children when you bring your children up. You teach them certain things, but you expect them, what you teach them, at a certain age to pick it up. Because you cannot be mommy and daddy to them for the rest of their lives when they're adults. You expect them to be independent. You get what I'm saying? They go to school. You do everything. Everything you teach them. They become independent. You feel proud because now they're independent. You did your job. Now you can go on with your life. They can live their life. Let's bring it in the spiritual. God wants us to be independent. For we are gods. We are sons and daughters of God. You are the God on the earth. You have everything. So what are we doing with it? Brother Brown talked about a tutor. See what I'm saying? I shall not. David recognized that. He recognized that. I shall not want. Bible talks about how David was the man after God's own heart. See, David knew something. Same thing with Job. Job wasn't focused on the natural too much. He was looking at his position. These things are temporal. These things will pass away. So we shouldn't be too focused on these things. They are necessary, but it's not as important as your position. See, when a man has everything in his life, he works hard for everything and whatever. And when he passes on everything he works hard for, it does him no good. Your family will enjoy it, but you are not your family. You get what I'm saying? But what are you going to take? Oh, we came naked into this world. Everything here we met here. When we leave everything here. But what are you taking with you? This word. This is the most important thing in this life. This gets you ready for eternity. Hallelujah. Brother, we need to change our thinking.
Amen.
See, when we get to realizing these things, when we come to church, this place will be on fire. I'm telling you. You can face any situation without fear. We have to come to that place to recognize who we are. I shall not want. I shall not want. Not maybe. I shall not want. No matter what situation you're facing, I shall not want. God already made provisions. Everything is laid out for you. Brother Ben talked about when he's in the store. I'm just paraphrasing. When, you know, everything's in that store and he likes to check everything and make sure it is. When a parent get a toy for a child, whatever, they're desiring, kids explore that stuff. It's theirs. They want to know everything about it. God has given you everything. We need to explore these things. It's ours. It's ours. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord bless you. Everybody follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
Amen. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. May we stand, please. Amen. I got done before 12 today. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said when we whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose will be loose. Don't overlook yourself, saints. Don't overlook yourselves. Start applying the word of God. Start taking God's word, applying it to yourself. Try it. It's yours. See, anything the devil tells you that's contrary to God's word is Satan. Any thought that goes against the word of God is Satan.
Yes.
Satan will always try to keep you away from God's word because he knows once you recognize who you are, you're going to do damage to him.
Yeah.
So you can't blame the poor guy. He's trying to protect himself.
Right.
He just keeps us distracted. That's all he does. Distraction. Everything is distraction from the main thing.
Right.
Hallelujah. I shall not want. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning. Father, we thank you for giving us another privilege to hear the word of God. We thank you for these simple words, if I may call it, Lord. But we're at the place where we got to start applying your word. That's what you're trying to get us to doing. It's not just to listen to the word, Lord, but to take this word and apply it to our lives every day. Oh God, may you help us, Lord, to recognize these things. We read of David, how he recognized who the shepherd was. And he walked in faith. He walked according to your word. May you help us, Lord, to recognize these things, to recognize who we are, to recognize what the word is for. It's for us to use, Lord. So that we can start applying the word of God to our lives to see results. We are your sheep, Lord. You call us your sheep. You've ordained us to this message. You've sent us this open book, oh God, to get us ready, Lord, oh, for our body change. Oh, the prophet talked about us not having even faith to heal a toothache, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh God, we want to have faith, Lord. Increase our faith. Help us to be willing to to start to take you at your word, to start to apply the word of God to our lives. We don't want just head knowledge, Lord. We want to become the word. Let the word become flesh in our flesh. Oh, we thank you, oh God. May you grace us with your presence as we leave this place. May you take these words, oh God, these simple words, and just quicken it into our hearts, oh God. The prophet said the way up is down. May we recognize and realize these things. It's so simple, Lord. We overlook it. Help us, Lord, not to overlook these things, to take every word and apply it to our lives. For you are our shepherd, oh Lord. Let us recognize you, oh God. The Bible says to know you is life. We want to know you, Lord, and the power. Paul said that I may know him and the power of the resurrection. We want to know you, Lord. We want to know you, oh God. Oh, help us, oh God. Open eyes, oh God. Open our understanding. The scripture says, he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Oh, open our ears to hear. Oh God, help us in this day. May we not be focused on the things of this life. May we not be distracted by what's going on around us. May we be focused, oh God, for we are a supernatural people. We are your sons and your daughters. Oh, help us, oh God, to realize these things. We thank you for the way you've spoken to us this morning. May you bless your people, Lord. May you bless us too this week. May you keep us safe, Lord. Keep us safe from temptation. May you, oh God, cover us with your mighty wings, oh God. May the angel of the Lord watch over us. Heal those that need healing, oh God. Increase our faith, Lord. Let us be like that woman, Lord, with the issue of blood. She had to come to the place to recognize who you were, Lord. Oh, and then she received her healing. May you help us, oh God. We have needs in this day. But we need to recognize, oh God, the shepherd, to receive our healing, Lord, to receive our blessing. We thank you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Josh. Amen.
When the raging of the sea subsides, he's a living sacrifice, the only source of life, and my hope is in the Lord. From this time on and evermore, oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. First verse again, I stand in awe. Hallelujah. I stand in awe within the presence of the Lord, in whom the wisdom of the ages lie, for whom the raging of the sea subsides. Oh, he's the living sacrifice and the only source of life, and my hope is in you, Lord, from this time on and forevermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore, and your tender mercies, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, his tender mercies come with every rising sun. Thank you, Lord. To meet the sinner and his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness. Oh, forgive us, Lord. And those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest, and my hope is is in you, Lord, from this time on and forevermore. Oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah, Almighty God. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, the author of eternal life in me, giver of every good and perfect gift. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the source of life, and my hope is in you, Lord, from this time on and evermore. Oh, my hope is in you, Lord, forevermore, evermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we put our trust and hope in you, Lord. And we just love your word and love your message this morning, Lord. I thank you for being with us, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. As you're being dismissed, you know that song, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Sing that verse again. Hallelujah. God is so good. No matter what we go through. Amen. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me, and I love him so, and I love him so. Hallelujah. I love him so. I love him so. He's so good to me. Oh yes, now God is so good. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. And I love him so. And I love him so. Oh, yes, Lord, I love him so. I love him so. He's so good to me.